Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Psalm 30, verse 5. Hurting people gain a perspective that those who have not yet been hurt lack. I often turn back to the words of David. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep thy word. It is good for me that I was afflicted, that I may learn thy statutes. I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are righteous, and that in faithfulness thou hast afflicted me. Psalm 119, verses 67, 71, and 75. How can I put this to work, you ask? How can I make this happen? I want this. Let me answer specifically. What you need is both the presence of the Savior and the perspective of the cross alive and at work in your life. His cross casts its shadow across all of life, and it makes it bearable. You need the Lord God living in your life, operating in masterful control. You need him there to prompt perspective and to give endurance, or you will fade in anxiety, and your enemy will win the day. A stubborn will disturb your peace. A document that's damaging will destroy you. The gloom that comes will depress you. If you're like many, you will turn to a bottle or some drug to get you through. You'll opt to fill up the hollow loneliness with a lifestyle that you will later regret. How much better to turn it all over to him who has the power you need and to trust him to change a will you cannot dodge, including yours. Esther's story may be ancient, but it lives on, doesn't it? And how beautifully the Lord steps in to make things right, just when he was needed the most. He's never late, but he does seem to delay his involvement longer than we would prefer. Can you imagine Esther's relief following her husband's new edict? And while you're imagining, can you picture the gladness and joy all across the city of Susa? In fact, in each and every province and in each and every city, once the news starts spreading? We're talking one massive party in the street celebration for all the Jews, singing and dancing and music and laughter and wall-to-wall joy. My kind of place. When those old walls of stubbornness and fear and gloom are torn down, what's better to do than celebrate? They let it all out, we'd say. And talk about becoming infectious. The last verse of this chapter concludes with a curious statement. And many among the peoples of the land became Jews. The gladness of their hearts, the joy on their faces, the delight in the dancing, the overall unrestrained fun among them attracted others to their Lord. It always will. People cannot stay away from the audacious joy of God's people. My mentor, and later my colleague in ministry for so many years, the late Ray Stedman, expresses this much better than I. When, because of your faith, your life too becomes perceptibly different, when your reactions are quite opposite to what the situation seems to call for, and your activities can no longer be explained in terms of your personality, that is when your neighborhood will sit up and take notice. In the eyes of the Lord, it is not our relationship with Jesus Christ that counts, it is our resemblance to him. In the midst of circumstances that look like certain defeat, there is no more powerful testimony than the joy produced by faith. And so, the scene had changed in every way as Esther returned to her palace room that evening. She had done what needed to be done. She had ignored protocol and interrupted the king. She had waited until the time was best to say what she had to say. She boldly stood against the wickedness and courageously exposed Haman's cruel plan. She then pled for her people, whom God preserved through the new edict of the king. She did what was right, and as she lay down that night exhausted, she could hear the music and laughter from the Jews in the streets of Susa. She thanked her God for bringing down all those walls that no one but he could have handled, for opening doors no one but he could have opened, for preserving lives no one but he could have preserved. How reassuring was the joy of those Jews. And the night shall be filled with music, and the cares that infest the day shall unfold their tents like the Arabs as they silently steal away. Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. With a happy and grateful heart deep within her, with all the cares of the day finally behind her, Esther listened to her people as they celebrated. She smiled in the night and fell fast asleep.